All right, today's movie review is Don't Breathe 2, starring Stephen Lang as the blind man. That he doesn't even have a name. It says the blind man on IMDb. And Madeline Grace, who plays the part of his daughter. Those are the two main characters in the film. Now, this movie picks up apparently following the events of the first film, Don't Breathe. I guess Don't Breathe, part one, which I haven't seen, so I can't comment on that. I'm going strictly by having watched this second film. This was I expected it sort of to be a horror movie, but for me, it turned out more a drama and suspense type of a film. Stephen Lang plays the part of the blind man who, you know, obviously he can't see, but he has this beautiful house. I call it beautiful, but it's really in a creepy remote area. They didn't really specify what state it was in. And then he's raising this young girl who's, and they say for 7 years had passed or something like that since the events of the first film. And so that makes her to be about 13, 14 years old. And he was raising her to be able to protect herself, to be able to hide, all these things that you wouldn't think that you would be worried, you would worry your children about. But I can see a little bit why he would do that. In the area that they were in, it was remote, and there's lots of little, I don't know, if somebody were to come, he wouldn't be able to do a lot to protect her. You would think, being blind, not being able to see them, especially if they're creeping around quietly. And so that is exactly what happens. Is Madeline, she plays the part of Phoenix, and her dad comes for her and brings, it seemed like, an endless number of hoodlums with her. It seemed like just endless number of them. And the blind man who's raising the girl was doing his college best to make sure that she wasn't kidnapped. Now, after probably whooping some A on about half a dozen people, I'm going to go into spoiler territory here, but the blind man was pretty darn good at self-defense, and I would not want to mess with this guy, blind or in full sight. But eventually he gets beat down enough, and the girl, Madeline, is kidnapped or taken to another location, telling her, you're my daughter, I want you back. And this guy, the blind man, is lying to you, and he's not who you think he is. But we come to find out, and of course this is spoiler territory, that her mom is also alive. She's in a wheelchair, but she has some sort of a disease. I forget, but they needed a transplant. They needed her heart. They needed the young girl's heart, and that's the only reason why they kidnapped the girl. Can you imagine not seeing your daughter for 7 years, and then the first thing you do is when you kidnap her, when you get her back, you say, hey, we need your heart so your mom can live longer. Give me a break. Well, I thought that was ridiculous. Now, there was a dog. I think it was, I don't know if it was the kill, you know, Phoenix's dad who left the dog behind, but it's the dog that led the blind man to where they were hiding, or to their house, basically. And I thought that was ridiculous too. There were a lot of problems like that in this film, where you had to suspend your disbelief, and it kind of fell apart midway through. I thought about the first half of it, I was really interested and engaged, and I was like, oh, this is cool, you know, and maybe they would get away, or some kind of way she would find safety. But no, she gets kidnapped, he gets beat down, not killed, they set the house on fire, he burns, the guy tries to burn his own dog down, but the blind man actually went back into the house to rescue the dog, get the dog out, because he was going to kill the dog, but he didn't have the heart to do it. So that kind of shows you the kind of person that he is. He wasn't heartless, even though he killed a lot of people in the film. To make a long story short, at the end of the film, the blind man ends up finding where they were and killing everyone, and gets the girl back. Now, it wasn't clear. I don't recall. He was hurt, but it was. I don't think he was mortally wounded. They're kind of leaving open the possibility of a part three. I hope they don't make a part three. I don't think this film warrants a part three. Anyway, it was entertaining up until the first half, and things kind of fell apart, and the plot points kind of fell apart a little bit. But I did find it entertaining a little bit. I still say this is a 2-star film for me, but I wouldn't recommend it. So anyway, that is Don't Breathe 2.